It's Friday, September 17th. I'm Travis Tykin. This is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Today, an FDA advisory committee is expected to vote on whether to recommend booster shots for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Studies have suggested a third Pfizer or Moderna dose could offer significant protection against serious COVID-19 illness. Some experts believe it's too early to offer boosters to the general public. Police in Utah are releasing body cam video of when they saw 22-year-old Gabby Petito, who disappeared while on a cross-country road trip with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. They say they were called out to an altercation on August 12th, but the officers decided no crime had been committed and no charges were filed. Laundrie returned home to Florida without Petito and is not talking to police. Later this morning, Mayor Ted Wheeler will host a virtual press conference to continue the conversation about public safety in Portland. Last night, city commissioners discussed the work of the city's Division of Community Safety. The mayor will be joined by Portland Police Chief Chuck Lavelle at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll let you know what we find out. COIN 6 News has learned that today Portland Public Schools will be sending parents a survey, hoping to determine how many students have been vaccinated. This comes as the school board is considering requiring students who are eligible to get the COVID vaccine. The governor's office says it needs more guidance from the FDA and CDC before considering any statewide requirements. John Wetton Elementary School in Gladstone and Reynolds High School in Troutdale are moving to comprehensive distance learning all next week because of COVID outbreaks. District officials say this was the easiest way to continue teaching with that many students having to be out of the classroom. Meanwhile, the controversial decision to ban Black Lives Matter and Pride symbols on campuses in Newburgh-Dundee schools is getting more blowback. The criticism is coming from the Oregon State Board of Education now. It passed a resolution calling on districts to create a safe space for students. For more content from the COIN Podcast Network, make sure you download and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you on Monday.
You can hear all the trees falling. You can see the fire just consume the whole area.
Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest is making headline news around the world. Fire.
It continues to threaten thousands of buildings and has already taken at least four lives.
Ice.
Well, the ice and snow brought down power lines. Over 90,000 customers are still without power.
Heat.
63 deaths can likely be attributed to that heat wave statewide.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
As unprecedented extreme weather events capture our attention, the COIN Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines, deep into a discussion about our changing climate.
Climate change is going to accelerate shifts that have always occurred.
The danger it poses to our future. And the opportunities available if we choose to address it before it is too late.
Humans are really good at turning even tragedy into a profit-making opportunity.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the COIN Podcast Network.